is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with you on a Thursday, sitting alongside my partner, my co-host, and the executive director of the Michigan at State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins is here for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. And Russ, I'd just like to take this opportunity. You know, this is a program that is entirely supported by listeners of WEMU. So our pledge drive wrapped up yesterday, and we just want to pass along a thanks and say thank you for voting in the affirmative for another 6 months of Cinema Chat.
That's right. Thank you to all the listeners that mentioned Cinema Chat, whether you mentioned it positively or adversely. Either way, the input is good from listeners. And thanks to all those who donated. If you haven't had a chance to donate, please call. You know, go ahead and log on to WEMU.org, and you can get directions on how to make your contribution. Little bit more to make the goal, and we'll all be happy.
Come up a little short, but this is what happens. Anyway. It typically ends up a little shy, and then over the course of the next month or so, it trickles in and gets where we need to be.
Absolutely.
But it does require participation.
That's right. And now that the listeners are back, those who abandoned the station during Fun Drive, which is understandable to a certain degree.
We're
but
back.
Anyway, yeah, log on to WEMU.org. And happy spring. We have emerged from winter now.
Allegedly.
We'll look forward to sunshine.
Technically, yes.
And warmer weather.
I cannot wait.
But while it's raining, it's a very good reason to go to the movies.
I would agree. And there's apparently a really good one from Jordan Peele coming out.
That's right. Us, which we're going to do a sneak tonight. So you can go check that out. It opens for a full run on Friday. Jordan Peele did Get Out, which was a surprise hit. And it was a
It was only a surprise
film.
Until you saw it. And then you're like, oh, this is just really
is
good.
It's really good. So Us has gotten good reviews. It's about a family who is haunted by people that they aren't sure who they are, but they appear to be us. And it is a scary looking film in the best way in terms of a movie. The critical consensus is Jordan Peele's second inventive, ambitious horror film. We see how to beat a sophomore jinx, and it is us. So go check that out. Lupita Nyong'o stars in this, as does Winston Duke and Elizabeth Moss. And it's about a traumatic experience from the past that haunts the Lupita Nyong'o character, there's a growing concern that something bad is going
to me. It wouldn't
have
mattered what the
family.
Critics said after having seen Get Out. No matter what he put forth, I was going to go see the next
absolutely
one.
Absolutely.
And the fact that everybody is saying this one is just as good, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. And then Julianne Moore stars in Gloria Bell. And this is about a free-spirited divorcee who spends her days in a straight-laced job, but then gets on the dance floor at night. And she's in her 50s and struggling with life in certain ways. I had the chance to meet Julianne Moore a couple years ago.
Is that right?
And she's a very nice person and a really great actress.
Yes, I've enjoyed her in numerous roles, and she can cover the spectrum.
And this is particularly well reviewed, and it's got free of visual or narrative embellishments. Gloria Bell rests almost completely on Julianne's Moore performance in the title role, and she gloriously is up to the task. So Gloria Bell, definitely worth checking out. Again, we're doing a preview screening tonight. It begins a full run on Friday. And then Birds of Passage is by the filmmakers who made Embrace of the Serpent, which won an Academy. It was nominated for an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. And this film was actually submitted to be a Best Foreign Language Film, Birds of Passage, that is. And it was on the list until December. There's only five, and there's over 80 films that get recommended by countries. But this film is amazing. It's about it was Colombia's entry for Best Foreign Language Film. And it's about a tribe and drug trafficking and the cultural conflicts that happen as a result of that. And Kenneth Turin, the Los Angeles Times critic, said, "Imagine The Godfather made by a dazzling Latin American director who combines bravura filmmaking with political awareness and a probing social conscience. This film is really beautiful to
Critics
look at.
Critics can rarely sell me that, but that was a pretty good sales job right there.
Absolutely. And it's tough. It exists exists in the drug world, and there's lots of terrible things that go on. It's a beautifully shot film, a very compelling drama. Birds of Passage is worth checking out. Go out of your way to see it. It opens
on Friday.
You a
hockey fan, Russ Collins?
I'm a hockey fan, and I've seen this film, The Russian Five. Joshua Reel, who's a Michigan filmmaker, has put together a really great documentary about the Red Wings, especially at the time.
I was never a hockey fan until The Russian Five hit town.
And then they recruited these five Russian players at the time that the Soviet Union was still active. So it was kind of a espionage dynamic almost in terms of the way that they were able to get these Russian hockey players. And they played at a different level of hockey because of the way that they were trained and their intrinsic talents. And it led to '97 Stanley Cup and a lot of enthusiasm. So it's a very well-made documentary. It premiered last year at the Freak Festival. We did a Secretopia screening of it during
Cinetopia.
during Cinetopia last year.
You have a whole language of your own over
that's
there.
That's right. And Joshua Reel, the filmmaker, will be at the Michigan Theater on Saturday.
Oh, fun.
And he and I will do a Q&A afterwards. So
what is it? Well, I can speak.
It's part of the Korean Cinema Now series that we're doing. We work with the NAM Center at the University of Michigan, and many Saturdays at 1 o'clock we have a really great Korean film. Korea is one of those countries that is just a great great filmmaking country. Something that's just great, fun, escapist, and little kids love this movie, The Greatest Showman. We're going to do it as a sing-along again.
Now, have you done the sing-along yourself? Have you actually gone in the theater and sing-along?
I have. It's fun. And
you got it all memorized now?
I do not. Pasek and Paul, the University of Michigan graduates who came to the musical theater program had Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway right now, won an Academy Award for their song a year ago. And The Greatest Showman, they did the whole score. It's about P.T. Barnum. It's got a really fun performance by Hugh Jackman. Zac Efron's in it. But anyway, it's a fun film. And
right.
If you're into the music, you'll want to go to the sing-along. National Theatre of London of Great Britain is doing Anthony and Cleopatra with a live HD broadcast on Sunday, March 24th.
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. Yeah. Yep. And then we've got another film about from the U of M China ongoing perspective at the State Theater. It's called Secret Love in Peach Blossom Land, and that's going to be Tuesday at 7 o'clock. If you haven't seen The Wedding Guest, go check that out. People are really liking that film. Dev Patel's in it. Apollo 11, which I just saw last night, and if you're interested in space at all, this is a really
great
film.
Yeah, that's what you've told me.
Captain Marvel
continues, yep. And everybody knows is still playing.
Yeah, Penelope Cruz, go check it out. But this week, the big news is
the 57th Ann Arbor Film Festival.
That's right, opening on Tuesday.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And now we'd like to welcome into the conversation Leslie Raymond. She serves as the festival director for the 57th Ann Arbor Film Festival. And welcome back again, another year, another festival.
Thank you so much for having me.
I mentioned in promoting this segment that it was bigger than better than ever. You agree?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of folks in this area have gone to the festival before, at least piecemeal. One of the things that I know Russ likes to encourage people to do is to buy an all-festival pass that gets you access to everything. Even if you can't see everything, you have these opportunities to experience the festival in a different way. Are you in agreement?
That's exactly right. I strongly recommend it as well. You can sort of float in between screenings. You can go in and watch a short films in competition until you get to that film that you think, oh, I don't really want to watch the rest of this one, and you can pop over to the screening room and see what's going on in there.
You know, when this started off, 16mm Experimental Film Festival, how has it evolved in the era of new technologies?
I would say the first thing that pops to mind is we went from about 300 or 400 entries to 3,000 entries.
Oh, so no more work for you, right?
Yeah, that's partly due to the availability of working with the medium, but also how easy it is to through online means submit your work.
Now, sometimes when a festival, this festival, is characterized in that way, experimental, some think that maybe they're excluded. But this really is a festival for everybody. You just have to approach it in a little different mindset, a little perhaps more open-minded. One of the highlights is the Almost All Ages show. What exactly is there?
That's right. That's our Saturday morning at 11. That'll be March 30th. We gear it towards everybody, really, but it is content appropriate and attention span appropriate for the youngest viewers. We say ages 6 and up. My daughter's been going since she was 2. she'll actually, this will be her third year helping introduce the program.
Oh, that's great.
So, but
by the kids.
Exactly. But it is, I would say, an approachable, accessible program that we do that people of all ages come to and really enjoy.
And is it an all ages kind of endeavor as well when it comes to the animation highlights, which have get so much public notice and so much public respect for what you put forth every year?
I would say it's maybe not so much all ages. And we do show our animated films in competition on the Friday, the 29th. It's at 9:15 in the main. Some of the films have a little bit more of a slightly adult content to it, but it makes it really fun and funny.
Now, Russ, you've been the executive director of the Michigan Theater for 423 years now. And
27 years.
So you've got to see this festival grow, expand, and increase its offerings, and change the way it interacts with the film-going community. So what are your impressions of the film festival as it has grown over the past several years?
The Ann Arbor Film Festival literally is a world-renowned film festival. It
no
is
kidding.
An experimental film festival, so it doesn't focus on feature-length narrative films the way you think about a lot of films. So Sundance, and they have experimental films in them, but most of the films at Sundance and Cannes are feature-length films. The Ann Arbor Film Festival was started in the early 1960s, mid-1960s, by artists. So it was artists making movies originally as opposed to filmmakers making movies. And so it was a different perspective in terms of how you could use the film medium to tell a story, to get an artistic point across, to make comments on society. With that focus, the Ann Arbor Film Festival has built a worldwide reputation for the kinds of films that they do. It's also an Oscar qualifying festival, so short films and animated films in particular that have won Academy Awards have played and been qualified for the Academy Awards through
That's
the
fantastic.
Ann Arbor Film Festival. So, you know, if you go and you're expecting to see a nice masterpiece theater kind of film, you probably are going to have a hard time finding that. But if you're looking for the cutting edge in the way that people think about visual communication, if you're looking for some very provocative social commentary on society, our country, the world, issues that that people are thinking about, go check this out. But there's a huge variety. And the reason that a festival past is so good is because you, just like Leslie said, you can dip in and out of stuff. You can go to the screening room, go to the historic theater, go to the annex.
One of the things that is new to me anyway this year is exactly along those lines. Leslie, live cinema performance. What exactly is live cinema performance, and how is that going to manifest itself in this festival?
That's a great question. We have a couple of events that will take place on the main stage. We also have some things that will happen at after parties that fall within this category.
That are available to the public through the passes.
That's correct. And tickets. You
tickets,
can buy
right.
tickets. You can, live cinema performance is a form of, I would say, very cutting edge cinema. Although it's been around for 10, 12 years, it's kind of been on the rise. It's been around since the beginning, pre-cinema.
Right.
But it essentially, in this day and age, the laptop has made it possible, very possible, to take your laptop in many cases. It's not the only form, but what you do is sort of mix live in the moment the image, almost like the image is a musical instrument itself.
I see how that works.
So
all
you
right.
have like somebody doing sound and somebody doing image, and it's unfolding right there. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic. Well, there's
a cinema sports event.
There are all sorts of opportunities. Where can we get all the information we need for the Ann Arbor Film Festival that starts next Tuesday?
It's aafilmfest.org.
And then, of course, the following weekend, you'll get the award-winning films. But if you just go to those, you're going to miss out. So consider that full pass. You can get them again at aafilmfest.org, and you'll find all the information on our website at wemu.org, and you can find it at the Michigan Theater website as well. So check that all out. Leslie Raymond, thank you so much for your time. We wish you very well with the festival.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Russ Collins, always great to have you. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta. See you at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, Tuesday through Sunday next week.